Dr. Allison Arwoody is the commissioner of the Chicago Department of Public Health. She's joined us many times before and has done great service for the city of Chicago. Doctor, welcome back. How are you today?
I'm well. Thanks for having me.
We've been having a conversation about Major League franchises opening back up again, playing the games. We're a couple weeks out from Major League Baseball coming back to Chicago. Do you have an opinion, or does the city have an opinion about the appropriateness of all of that?
Yeah, we've been in good conversation with Major League Baseball, with some of the other sports teams, really thinking about how to do this as safely as we can. There's really no opportunity to do any of this that is entirely without risk, but we want to do everything we can to make sure that players and teams, and then, of course, indirectly, fans and all of Chicago can be as protected from COVID as we can. So I feel good that the leagues have been very thoughtful and in lots of conversation, not just here, but around the country about how we can most safely do this. I think we're all learning a little bit as we go, but there's a lot of interest in making sure that we're using testing, quarantine, and all the things that we know work well to limit the risk of COVID as we carefully bring sports back.
Well, what do you make then of in Rosemont, a minor league operation, having fans in the stands?
Well, so at the moment, you know, there are requirements that are in place around things like how many people can gather in one place. There needs to be social distancing in place. I think, you know, this has been a big conversation. Where there are places that are able to abide by state or here in Chicago, the city requirements and can do that safely, I don't think it's entirely out of the question, but it is really a question of logistics. Can you figure out ways to bring fans in and out using different entrances where you won't have crowding? Can you make sure there's appropriate spacing? Can you require masks? You know, do all the things that we're doing in other spaces to recreate those spaces to be as safe as they can be.
Presumably they did that in Rosemont. If the White Sox could figure out how to do that on the south side, would you green light folks going into the ballpark there?
Yeah, I think it's a possibility. Again, we do have restrictions in place around the number of people that can gather even in outdoor settings at the moment. And so I think it's a little bit of a continuum. I want to see us continue to make good progress as a city here as we hopefully see our case numbers come down, our risk for COVID in any gathering goes down. We'll be able to think even more ahead about what that looks like. But there are active conversations, certainly thinking ahead to that possibility. It all just depends really how we're doing as a city and the details of what those plans can look like. We want to be sure that where we open opportunities like that to the public, we've really done the thinking with the organizations and the industries about keeping people as safe as possible.
So we've been in phase four now of opening up for a couple of weeks. I mean, are we where you were expected? How are we doing?
I'd say we are basically where we've expected. Broadly speaking, we've continued to see really nice drops in our hospitalizations and in our deaths. Our number of new cases per day has sort of flattened out, but we've stayed under that 200 case per day mark, which is really where we want to be as a city, like at a minimum. That keeps us out of the high risk or the high incidence level. As we open up the city, we do, by virtue of doing that, have more opportunities for COVID to spread, and the goal is that we don't get into a situation like we've seen in some other places around the country where if you do that too soon or without enough safeguards in place, you can really start to see your numbers skyrocket. We're broadly in control of the outbreak here in Chicago, and that is absolutely the way that we want to keep it. If people can hang in there, keep thinking the long game here, doing the things that we know work, wearing the masks, keeping a 6-foot distance, being especially protective of people at high risk for severe outcome, that is the most important thing for us to continue to make progress and be able to be thinking ahead about these other things that we'd love to be able to bring back online as we can make them safe.
New York Times has a chart today, and it lists countries in the world and states in the United States, and they treat, you may have seen this, Doctor, every state as a separate company, a country. So then they said, where is the highest incidence in the world? And most of the top 10 or 15 highest incidents in the world are United States states. We have as company Albania, Saudi Arabia, and then some poor countries in South and Central America. And that is an indication of how much testing we're doing. But they also talked about the death rate, the positivity rate per test. What's the number that's most important to you, Doctor?
Yeah, so I want to be clear that it's not just that we're doing more testing. We actually have more COVID, too. I know that was a conversation over the last couple of weeks, but that percent positivity really helps you correct for testing. If you have a high percent positivity, it means that a lot of the tests that you're doing are positive. And so I look at both the total number of cases corrected sort of for the population, as well as what those percent positivity numbers look like. And it is true that there are states here in the U.S. that are absolutely out of control from a COVID perspective. There's just no other way to put it. If you look at Florida, Arizona, in Florida, the case rates right now are 7 to 8 times what we're seeing in Chicago or in Illinois. They're worse than we were during our peak of stay at home, and they're not under a stay at home order. And so it's part of why we made the decision here in Chicago to put that quarantine in place for people who are traveling back from these really high incidence states, meaning places where there is just a lot of COVID and the outbreak is not in good control. My hope is that these states that increasingly are starting to take the steps backwards that are necessary, starting to really wear masks, do some of these things that we know help, can get their outbreaks under control. We need to do this as a country. I really worry when any part of the U.S. is not in good control, the U.S. broadly is not in good control. And Chicago is not separate in any way from the rest of the U.S. So we're doing what we can to really get that information out and try to protect our progress in Chicago.
Yeah, yeah.
But it is a concern.
So I'm interested, you know, we've seen in other parts of the country that the median age is dropping. And I'm wondering if we're seeing that here in Chicago. And I'm asking you what that means. Does that mean that those young people are getting infected more, or because we're expanding testing, the younger people are more likely to be tested?
We are seeing that here in Chicago as well, not dramatically so, but at this point where we look at our almost 54,000 cases of COVID-19, the largest number of cases is now in our 18 to 29-year-old age group. We've had more than 10,000 diagnosed cases in that age group. And that, I think, is largely a result that these are the folks who, by and large, are less likely to have the severe outcomes, although it is certainly possible, and we've had plenty of hospitalizations and even deaths in people in that younger age group, but they are therefore probably the most likely to be just taking some more risks as they're out and about and as we move ahead into stage 4. So really wanting to get the message that even younger Chicagoans, we really need taking care, especially if they in turn are in touch with, you know, their parents, their grandparents, their friends and neighbors and relatives who may be older and at higher risk of severe COVID.
Doctor, I want to make sure I heard you correctly. 54,000 people in Chicago tested positive. And last time you were with us, you said the actual number may be 5 to 10 times that amount, figure a quarter million to a half a million people. But are you saying that the largest cell for COVID-19 is 18 to 29-year-olds?
Yep. When we look at our numbers, and if people are interested, you can go to chicago.gov/coronavirus.
I'm asking the question right. That cannot be true. It's people over 55, over 65, or is that just the death rate?
That's the death rate. So more than 80% of our deaths have been in people over age 60. It's very clear that people over age 60 are at the highest risk for death. Similarly, 92-93% of the people who have died have had an underlying condition. But those are the people with the severe outcomes. But when we actually look at the people, our highest number of diagnosed cases, it's in that younger age group.
Well, that must say something about the behavior of that age group then, not the susceptibility of that age group, although those things go hand in hand.
Correct.
Then what do you think about kids going back to school in the fall?
Yeah, so we are, again, working with Chicago Public Schools, with the Archdiocese, with folks really across the city here. I feel pretty strongly that if we can keep our outbreak in Chicago generally in good control and have good safeguards in place, that it is important to have school back in session. But that's a number of ifs there, right? And there's a lot of work that we're doing to make this as safe as it can be. But there's a lot of negatives that I think have the potential to really impact kids in a long-term way. where we think about being out of school. There's going to be major changes. There's certainly going to be virtual components. We have to think about certainly the instructors and the staff who will be caring for them and teaching them. But I am hopeful that we will be back in school. One of the reasons why we're paying such close attention, we always pay close attention to the data, but really asking people to do the right thing as we're in these early stages of reopening, is that a lot of what our data looks like over the next month is going to really impact some of those decisions around school. But we are moving ahead, thinking about careful school reopening plans, and that I'm very hopeful that that is where, in fact, we will be in the fall.
Last question, short answer, please. When can I go to the beach? When can I swim legally in Lake Michigan?
Yeah, I don't have an answer for you there just yet. We want to see our cases back a little more clearly on a downward trajectory. We're holding fairly flat now under that 200 number, but we'd like to be sure that we're in some good control as we're in the early stages of phase four here. Lots of other places around the country had to close beaches. We don't want to go back and forth. I am hopeful we'll be able to move ahead with that, but it's all about whether we can keep in good control and make progress in Chicago.
Our best to you and your staff. Thanks for the work you're doing, Doctor.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Allison Arwady is the commissioner of the Chicago Department of Public Health.